friend of mine was on welfare after going through a bad experience. Someone, I think she and her husband, it became ill. They couldn't work for a while, and they went on welfare. After they both became physically well, he said, "Look here, we don't ever have to go back to work. We're making more money on welfare than we made when we were working, with all the Medicaid benefits and all of the food stamps and everything." She said, "No." She said, "We are not going to accept the checks anymore." He said, "I'm not going to work." "Now, you can go to work if you want to." She went down to the welfare department and said, "Don't send any more checks to my house." Lady said, "Excuse me?" She said, "Now, I've been working here 25 years. No one has ever come in here and said, 'Don't send any more checks here.' Are you sure you're all right?" "Yes, I am." And she went home and told her husband, "Don't look for any more checks, because I told them to cut the check off. Now we've got to find something to do." And they started a paper route and got over 1,500 customers and were making money hand over fist in a spirit of dignity and achievement, not ripping anybody off. That was a critical choice. She could have very easily said, "Well, everybody else is doing it. Why don't I do it?" But she decided not to follow the crowd. I like what Whitaker said, "What you think about me is none of my spiritual business." So when you're keeping integrity with yourself, you know that's going to bring you under a lot of pressure. The next thing is, don't try to cut a bargain with life. Life is not Donald Trump. Life will not give you any special deals because you maintain a sense of integrity. Anybody ever try to cut a deal? Raise your hand, please, if you know what I'm talking about. If you try to cut a deal, there are no deals. There are no deals. You've got to do what you do because, not with any ulterior motives, that you're going to get some special benefit or some special treatment in the universe. No. Doesn't mean that somebody might not steal your car while you're trying to do some good for somebody. No, there won't be any special light around your car. They will take your car too. All the good people. You're going to go too. You've got to do what you do because that expresses who you are, and for no other reason. They might not have a banquet to recognize you or give you a special little plaque and dedicate a day in your name. No, do what you do because that's you. The next thing is, dedicate your life to something. Dedicate your life to a cause larger than yourself. See, if you dedicate your life to a cause larger than yourself, you're not following in the crowd. See, if your life is not dedicated to something of value, and I like what Howard Thurman said, who was one of the mentors to Dr. Benjamin Mays, who was a mentor to Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, "The quality of life is often determined by that to which the individual is dedicated. If the dedication of the life is vague and diffuse, the quality is apt to be poor and weak." There is much to be said for the intensity of life. See, most people are not intense about living. Most people are very casual about life. They haven't found anything to become intense about. So when you dedicate your life, you don't care anything about the odds. Somebody say, when the dream is big enough, the odds don't matter. See, when you dedicate your life, you bring on a special power. There's a power in you that people, circumstances, events, and I'm not talking about the physical you, I'm talking about the real you, the indestructible, invincible, perfect essence of who you really are, that can bring a government to its knees, that can change the course of history. When you dedicate your life like a Nelson Mandela, who has decided to sacrifice his freedom, all he has to do is say whatever the government wants him to say, and they'll let him go free. And he can go to a foreign nation and say, "I just said that because I've been in prison for over 20 years. And nobody will say, "Well, Nelson, you sold out." No one would say that. They will say, "Wait a minute. Nelson, you gave over 20 years of your life. What more can we ask of you?" It's okay. But because of his integrity with himself, and he's dedicated his life to break the back of apartheid and free his people. It was Benjamin Disraeli. He says, "Nothing can resist the will of a people that will stake even their existence on the extent of their purpose for good." That when you dedicate your life to something, you bring on some powers in the universe that works through you to bring about changes that you would never, ever know unless you have dedicated yourself.